You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the pride and joy of Montreal, Canada. Legendary pianist and composer Oscar Peterson with his duo on the 1950 song Jumpin' with Symphony Sid off his album called Keyboard. That song kicks off one full hour of music dedicated to a man called the Maharaja of the Keyboard by Duke Ellington, or simply OP by his friends. Oscar Peterson. Born in 1925 to parents that were immigrants from the British West Indies and the Virgin Islands. He would go on to release over 200 recordings, win 8 Grammys, and so many other awards and honors enshrining him as one of the greatest jazz pianists ever in a long career that lasted over 60 years. He inspired countless pianists and musicians to follow and played with all of the best that jazz had to offer. His very long list of music is rich and varied, along with a very cool story and a huge name that made jazz what it currently is today. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loved Hosker and brought about its own luminaries on the keys, like the great Jay McShann, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to bang out a full hour of the great Oscar Peterson. He was very busy with solo work and collaborations over his storied career. And here he is at his best in his career as it was heating up with his trio in 1951. This is the tune I Got Rhythm off his This Is Oscar Peterson LP, and Did He Ever.
Thank you. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Greeno.
Was Oscar along with his trio again with the great Benny Carter with the 1952 song Long Ago and Far Away off his Sketches on Standards album. So Oscar was the fourth of five children, and his father demanded that they all learn a musical instrument. In the beginning, Oscar picked the trumpet, but a childhood bout of tuberculosis forced a switch to the piano. Early on, it was evident that his talent surpassed the capabilities of the home teaching, and he went on to learn with teacher Lou Hooper, and then he was sent to the gifted Hungarian classic pianist Paul DeMarkey. His career in high school got off to a good start as the pianist in the Johnny Holmes Orchestra in Montreal. From there, he caught fire and started playing at the Alberta Lounge in Montreal, and they were all broadcast live on the radio. And then in 1950, he was voted the Jazz Pianist of the Year by the Downbeat Reader Poll, a title he garnered for the next 12 years, and rightfully so. With Lester Young and his trio, here he is in 1952 with the song Ad Lib Blues off the album The President Plays with the Oscar Peterson Trio. Thank you.
this is Ferrez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and I hope you do too.
That was Oscar in 1954 with the tune Blue Moon off the Pastel Moods album. During the busy touring years in the early 1960s, he founded a jazz school in Toronto called the Advanced School of Contemporary Music. This attracted students from all over the world, and his hymn to freedom became one of the crusade songs of the civil rights movement led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the U.S. It is still performed frequently by choirs worldwide. He also composed a salute to his beloved Canada, the Canadian Suite, in the early 1960s. Also, Oscar has composed music for motion pictures. Man, he got around in his career. Off the 1955 album Plays Count Basie, here's Oscar with Blues for Basie.
This is Phil Woods. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Nomino, the best music on your dial.
That was Oscar in 1958 with the song How About You off the album Tenderly. He etched an extensive discography with his trio and quartet, along with many jazz giants over the years. This included Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, Roy Eldridge, Dizzy Gillespie, Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, and on and on. His worldwide performances and his recordings brought him recognition from numerous places all around the globe. And it was the many television appearances during his lifetime, along with hosting five different talk show series, that garnered him such a widespread appeal with the people. Let's get back to that Oscar music on Neon Jazz with the 1959 song Close Your Eyes. Do that and enjoy this track off the album The Soul of Oscar Peterson.
Thank you. listen, tune in and listen to the great show, Jazz Domino, Neon Jazz.
That was Oscar off his 1961 album, The Trio, with the tune, I've Never Been in Love Before. Oscar never used his celebrity status to sway public opinions, but he remained dedicated to the belief that his native Canada had a responsibility to leading the world in equality and justice. During his life, he took a firm stand to promote the cause of human rights and fair treatment for Canada's multicultural community. Because of this, he was promoted to Companion of the Order of Canada, Canada's highest civilian honor. In addition to all of the awards that he was given in his life, he was also given a very honorable award from the Japan Art Association called the Premium Imperiale, and this was the equivalent of the Nobel Prize. Again with his trio, here's Oscar in 1962 with the song Something's Coming off the West Side Story album.
Neon Jazz, Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was Oscar with the great Joe Pass in 1983 with the song Burke's Works off an album called A Tribute to My Friends. So despite a stroke in 1993 that debilitated his left hand, Oscar was determined to continue performing, recording, and composing. So within a year, he had recovered and resumed his worldwide concert appearance schedule. So during his lifetime, he lived in a very quiet city of Mississauga, Ontario, and dabbled in fishing, photography, and astronomy. His home contained his own private recording studio, allowing him to work and still enjoy family life. His passion for life, love, and music remained hugely strong for him his entire life, and he continued to perform until shortly before he left us. And he left us in 2007 at the age of 82, but that's just a number. Oscar is a timeless piece of forever jazz. And leading us away in the Oscar March is one of his notables. Here's Oscar with the tune The Robin's Nest off the 1992 Exclusively for My Friends CD set. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a legend behind the engineering keys, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Back at you, man.
Let us know what you like, what you want to hear, and that you're out there in Radio Land. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.